Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
When you wake up in the morning, you can feel gloom, despair, nothing good in your future. There will always be opportunities to be discouraged, offended, upset, but you have to make the choice, that's not for me. I'm gonna live this day in faith. I'm gonna focus on what's right. I wanna enjoy my family. I'm gonna be grateful. I'm choosing to have a good mood. When you get your mind going in the right direction, filled with thoughts of faith, hope, and victory, you'll drive away the blahs, the discouragement, the discontentment. Instead of dwelling on what you don't have, what's wrong, what didn't work out, start thinking about what God promised you. Father, you said, my latter days will be better than my former days. You said, I haven't seen, heard, or imagined what you have in store. The mistake we make is we let feelings determine our mood. We wake up and think, how do I feel today? If we feel the blahs, then we go around discouraged. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to deal with these children. I have so many problems. Right there, you have a choice. Are you going to let those feelings dictate your mood? Or are you going to rule over those feelings and decide what kind of mood you're going to be in? You have to be proactive. Father, thank you that this is going to be a great day. I know I'm surrounded by your favor. Goodness and mercy are following me. You said you hold victory in store for the upright. Don't wait for the feelings to come. Get your mind filled with the right thoughts, and the feelings will eventually follow your thoughts. This is what David did. He had all kinds of trouble. Armies coming against him, people slandering him. His own son was trying to take the throne. You can imagine how strong those negative feelings were. Discouragement, anger, self-pity. When everything said, be depressed, be sour, he woke up in the morning and said, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Each day that God gives us is a gift. I want to emphasize that. Each day that God gives us is a gift. David said, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. You know, I don't want to waste a day in self-pity and anger and sitting around feeling sorry for myself. And I don't know, but maybe when David said, this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad. Maybe he wasn't having such a good day and he wasn't feeling like being jolly, but he was making a decision. I'm not going to waste this day. I will rejoice and be glad. So maybe right now, maybe this is a day for you where you have a problem. Something has happened that you certainly didn't want to happen. One of your kids has done something that now you're going to have to deal with, or you've had another kind of challenge, a test, a tribulation. And you have a choice to either let it make you miserable or to seize the day and say, no, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Now, come on, just think about it. How many days have you lost and wasted in self-pity, in anger, in reasoning, trying to figure out some situation in your life that you're never going to figure out because only God knows the answer? We don't want to keep wasting our days. Each day is valuable, and we need to make each one of them count.
You have to say to discouragement, I will rejoice. Say to self-pity, I will be glad today. Say to sadness, the blahs, to no passion, you're not going to control my life. I may feel you, but you're not telling me the truth. You don't dictate my future. I will live this day in faith. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it.
God wants you to live with joy. Do you believe that? Like, contrary to popular opinion, God doesn't want your life to be full of stress, worry, and anxiety. God doesn't want you to feel like you're about to collapse under the weight of your circumstance. No, God's plan for you is joy in every season of your life. The Old Testament prophet Nehemiah, he said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. is what fortifies us. It's what holds us when it feels like the world is caving in, when the weight of the world is on our shoulders. It's the joy of the Lord that is our strength. God wants to see us filled with His joy.
The scripture says joy comes in the morning. Every morning, joy is waiting for you. But let me tell you what else comes in the morning. Guilt. Look at the mistakes you've made. Bitterness. Boy, they did you wrong. Discouragement. Nothing good is in your future. Self-pity. Why were you raised like that? God sends joy every morning just for you, but the enemy sends all these other things. Now you get to choose. And here's the key. The negative is easier. Living off the surface, just going by what you feel, letting that dictate your day, that doesn't take any effort. But if you're going to live a victorious life, if you're going to reach your full potential, you have to go deeper and not be ruled by your emotions, not let feelings dictate your day. You have to choose to have a good mood despite the feelings. Choose joy despite the discouragement. Choose faith despite the doubt.
So start your day with God. I love this poem by Ralph Spaulding Cushman. It says this, "I met God in the morning when my day was at its best, and His presence came like sunrise, like a glory in my breast. All day long the presence lingered, all day long He stayed with me, and we sailed in perfect calmness o'er a very troubled sea. Other ships were blown and battered, other ships were sore distressed, but the winds that seemed to drive them brought to us a peace and rest. Then I thought of other mornings with a keen remorse of mind, when I too had loosed the moorings with the presence left behind. So I think I know the secret. Learn from many a troubled way. You must seek Him in the morning if you want Him through the day." Seek God first. Start your day with God. What does He say? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall clothe yourself with, all your needs, all these things that you need will be added to you. He will take care of that if you put Him first. And then take life one day at a time.
When you lie in the bed in the morning, you can dwell on the negative, everything that's wrong. You're going to draw in more negative, more discouragement. Or in the face of those feelings, you can start thinking faith-filled thoughts, positive, hopeful, uplifting. That's what you're going to draw in. And it's important to start the day off in faith. This is when the enemy works overtime to try to give you the blahs. Instead of letting him set the tone, why don't you set the tone? Before you get out of bed, you need to decide it's going to be a good day and you're going to live it in faith. And sure, you may have challenges, but God is on the throne. He's fighting your battles. While He's working, instead of being discouraged, worried, in a bad mood, why don't you enjoy your life? I'm not asking you to deny what you feel. I'm asking you to add the yet. I had a bad break, yet will I rejoice. My child is off course, I should be depressed, yet I'm hopeful, knowing God has the final say. These people at work aren't treating me right. My feelings are telling me to get bitter, to be angry, to pay them back. But I know God is my vindicator, so yet will I rejoice. Yet will I have a smile. Yet will I be good to people. The psalmist said, a good person may fall 7 times, but the Lord will raise them up. Sometimes you can't get up on your own, but God is right there with you, lifting you, strengthening you, healing you, breathing in your direction. Every morning, start the day off in faith. Father, thank you that this is going to be a great day. God, I'm grateful that I'm alive. Thank you that you chose me before I could choose you. Thank you for my family. Thank you for good health. Thank you for opportunity. Thank you for surrounding me with your favor. Lord, I'm going to live this day to the full.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.